It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
First thing I wanted to do is just pull it out of his head and give him a big hug, but I was afraid to even touch him. And
Butter knife. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to play Crucifact or Crucifixion right now at 877-365-3636. Your chance to win some UWC tickets, also some Jiffy Lube oil changes. And we've got a couple of tickets to Motley Crue Crew Fest 2008 featuring Motley Crue, Papa Roach, Buck Cherry, and Buzz's favorite, Trapped. You love that band.
I do.
All right. And without further ado, let's get ready to play Crucifact or Crucifixion. Oh, before we do, we do need the blessing. I believe the pontiff is standing outside, Rob, and he's going to bless us.
I'd love to have him in.
Peace be with you.
Hello, Your Eminence.
Welcome, sir.
I thought I would come by and bless the show.
I feel I must ask a question. I'm not doing my job if I don't ask this question.
What is this question?
Up until the day before yesterday, your voice sounded so different on this show.
That's because I have never heard the Pope on the television show Fox 5.
You like that?
Hello, Kate. That was a bad idea, getting that divorce. The church frowns on that, you know that. I like it when she covers her mouth and gives me the wide eyes like, oh, you bad Pope.
Uh-huh. You're a great Pope.
Listen, I came by. Listen, I want to tell you.
Why are you here, sir?
Came by to bless the show. Blessings to each and every one of you, including you, even though you are an unbeliever.
Danke.
I just came by to drop off some lovely gifts, some parting gifts for each and every one of you before you play the game.
What could they be?
Crucifact or Crucifixion. Please enjoy them. I'm opening them for you now.
Yes.
I've got some popsicles.
Oh, look at that.
Danke schön.
You put them in the freezer.
Look at this for watching some movies for your special sweetheart. I have some popcorn.
Is it microwave?
Oh, yeah. Jawohl. It's better than the Ulrich Redenbacher. And
who?
In case Ulrich Redenbacher.
Oh, okay.
Sounds
May
German.
I take this opportunity to say a big hello to a close personal friend of mine?
Of course.
Baron von Ehol.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Zsa Zsa's husband.
Mr. Gabor.
I will not get a chance to see him this trip. He's out in Hollywood.
Yes.
But I'd like to say I admire all his good works on the TMZ.
Now, would you give him an audience?
I would give him an audience because he's a good German.
Okay, very good.
That's right. And people should remember, I live in Rome.
You
but
do.
But I am a German at heart.
Yes, you are.
When
always
in Rome.
Always will be.
Peace be with you.
Thank you, Your Eminence.
Also, this is a special thing for you, Buzz Burbank.
Yes, sir. What do you have?
I know you are a big drinker of this. Enjoy your six-pack of Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi. I love it.
Yes,
thank you.
That's especially for you.
That's a real blessing. Thank you. I appreciate
it. It's just like the real Diet Pepsi, but it's got the Pope hat on the side.
I like it a lot. It's a collector's item.
And a last snack item for you. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Okay, both of you. Now, don't try to eat all these at once. I know you love them.
What do you have?
This Sunday, when you're watching your special show, John Adams on the HBO.
Do you like that show?
Oh, that's fantastic. It's Paul Giamatti.
Good, isn't it?
I tell you, if it was a regular film, I would nominate him for the Oscar.
Really?
There's no chance that he could get the Oscar because it's HBO.
Right.
The only thing he could win is the Emmy Award.
Well, right. You could pray for that.
I will pray. Maybe I could have them incorporate that into the whole thing. But I digress.
Of course.
You have to play the game, which is called
Crucifact or Crucifixion.
Enjoy your box of frozen jalapeno popers.
I love this.
The jalapeno. You like that, Kate? Me too. I laughed out loud when Rob read it to me this morning. Okay, Dr. Shane, blessings to each and every one
Bye-bye,
of you.
Folks.
Thank you, sir.
Adios.
Oops. Sorry.
I hope he comes back in if we have any questions during this game.
Lovely, lovely man.
Good
and
guy.
Without further ado, let's get right to it. We're going to play Crucifact or Crucifixion. Let me get my little mouse over here, and we're going to go to Jolene. Jolene in Spokane, Washington, you're the first one on Crucifact or Crucifixion. Are you ready to play for a delightful oil change?
You bet.
And very good. Let's make sure my buzzer works, my dinger works.
Ouch.
Very
yes.
good. All right. Here we go. Crucifact or Crucifixion. Pope Benedict XVI thinks that carbonated sodas are a sin. Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Crucifixion.
You're absolutely right. It is false.
Yeah,
that is true. He loves Fanta orange soda.
He does.
Very good. I'm going to put you on a hold. Congratulations, Jolene. You have won a Jiffy Lube oil change service signature oil service change thing.
Thank you.
Okay, stay on hold for a second, and now let's go to...
Is there any chance the Pontiff could come in?
Yes, of course he can.
Hello.
Welcome back, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I was wondering if you could tell me why you like the Fanta orange soda.
I like the Fanta orange soda. Can I tell you the truth?
Please.
These orange as a soft drinks that I've enjoyed over the years, they just taste sweet and you can enjoy them. But the nice thing about the Fanta orange soda is when you drink it, it actually makes your lips turn orange.
You like that?
That pleases me. May I please be excused?
So long.
I have to go to the potty. The popty.
All right, we're ready on the Crucifixion. We've got Paul from Herndon, Virginia. Paul, you've got a chance to win Motley Crue tickets. Are you ready to play the game?
Sounds good.
Crucifact or Crucifixion, true or false? The Pontiff has two pet dogs that live in the Vatican with him.
Crucifact.
I am terribly sorry. He is a cat lover.
Likes kitties. Yeah.
That's right. He likes pictures of cats, too. Oh, I'm sorry. I slipped into it there. Jeff, another call. Man, Spokane, Washington.
They're into it, man.
Spokane loving rocks. The show this week. You ready to play Crucifact or Crucifixion, Jeff? Jeff, are you there?
Jeffrey.
Hello. Oh. Jeff.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff. Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Are you ready to play Crucifact or Crucifixion?
I am. It's actually Tim, not Jeff.
Oh, that explains
the delay. Of course
it is.
Okay, Tim.
They sound alike.
Yes, they sound exactly alike. All right, Tim, are you ready? This is true or false, Crucifact, Crucifixion. The Pope owns an iPod. Crucifact or Crucifixion?
I'm going to say Crucifixion or Crucifact.
Oh, fact.
Crucifact, that's your final answer?
It is.
Congratulations. Wow. He does own an iPod. You have also won a Jiffy Lube signature oil service, okay?
Is he still out there? I have a question for him.
Yes, of course. We can get him. I'm going to put you on hold for a second, okay, Jeff? Yeah, all
yeah
right,
it's
Jeff,
all right.
Thank you.
It's
that.
Tim, that's why.
All right. You know what? Honest to God, if the name's wrong and I'm looking at it, I'm going to get it wrong every single time.
I know.
There's a lot of stuff to read over
there
here.
There sure is.
All right, let me bring the Pope back
in
right
here?
Now. Yeah, he's out there in the corner. Come on, don't be bashful. Why is he hiding in the corner, Rob?
I don't know. Come to the microphone, Your Eminence.
Hello.
Hi. I just had a question about your iPod.
Yes, my iPod. I've got a nice little iPod with the videos on it.
Do you? Oh, you got videos?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any Amy Winehouse on your iPod?
How did you guess? The wave like little zinger from the classics of In London. I think she is just wonderful.
Winehouse.
Who else do you like?
Oh, there's so many of them. I like Macy Gray. A huge fan of Macy Gray.
Yeah.
I enjoy anything that Fergie does. I especially liked her when she was with the other group, you know, when was dancing with the other group. Mm-hmm. I like Gwen Stefani, and I'm an old Pink Floyd fan.
Really?
I like The Dead also.
Sure.
Except once the father, the holy father, the real one, called the Jerry Garcia home, it was not the same thing.
And that ended it for you?
I have to go to the Pope's.
Stay close by.
Please, I have to drain the bladder.
Bye.
I'll be back soon.
Give the man some peace.
All right, we go to Brian on Crucifact or Crucifixion. Brian from Burlington, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You ready to play Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Hey, yes, sir, Mike.
Okay, let me see. Where are we here? Pope Benedict XVI despises classical music and only listens to Gregorian chants.
Crucifixion.
Crucifixion is right. Congratulations. Pope Benedict listens to Mozart and Bach. He loves all those things. You also get the Jiffy Lube service, okay?
What's that in the background?
I'm not sure what's going on. Is that the Pope in back of you?
Yes, sir. He's in the Popemobile behind me.
Yeah, you know what it is, Rob? It's one of those Burlington, Vermont phones.
Oh, I see. That'll explain it.
Let's go to Sean in Fredericksburg. Sean, I'm also going to give you a chance to win Motley Crue tickets, okay?
That sounds good.
All right, here we go. Crucifact or Crucifixion, the Pope can read or speak 8 different languages.
I'm going to go with Crucifact.
That is false. The Pope can read or speak 11 languages.
How about that?
Absolutely. So I'm terribly sorry.
He always back.
I didn't even have to call for him this time.
Buenos dias.
Oh, you're speaking Spanish.
Wow.
Dos vidania.
Oh, that's very nice. Russian.
That's 2.
How are you?
English.
3.
I'm just teasing you. I'm going to give you more later.
Okay, bye.
Mike doesn't know anymore.
All right, we're ready to continue with the Crucifact, Crucifixion. Let's go to Kirk in molestoed.
Damn.
As it's written here. Very good, Joe. Molestoed. Kirk, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You ready to play Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Yes, I have a mic about your back. I have a perfect friend.
That phone will not last.
Nice phone.
Terribly sorry.
Pray for that phone.
He's a Civil War surgeon. He goes by the name Michael Source. He can help you with that.
Civil War surgeon. I heard that part, too. Uh-huh. Let's go to Zach in Omaha. Zach, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You ready to play Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
I'm just reading these for the first time.
Uh-huh. Some of them are pretty good, no?
All right, these are true-false questions all about the Pope. A popular souvenir that is sold in Rome is a Pope hat for cats. Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Crucifact.
Crucifact is...
Wow.
That's right. They sell Pope hats for cats. Where did you get that, for God's sake?
It's off the TV.
Oh, my God.
It's a pop. It sells for $15 American.
And, Zach, because you're in Omaha, you also get the Jiffy Lube prize package. Congratulations. Let's take a few more here. We've got Keith in Sacramento. Keith, welcome to the show.
Ah, thank you.
Are you ready to play Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Yeah, let's try it.
Can you hold on just a second?
Such enthusiasm.
Hold on just a second. All right, he's coming back in. Uh-huh.
Hey, old man.
That was unnecessary.
What do you mean?
To have the question about the cat hat. That was a secret. We didn't want getting out of the Vatican.
It's in all the souvenir stores.
Oh, I'm very concerned about that. I wanted to leave a secret for people that visit. That's just a little bitty hat that they put on the kitties.
The church gets royalties for that, I'm sure.
I want to say something.
Please.
I very much like to say, I am so grateful.
For what?
So deeply grateful to all the people around the surrounding of them.
So what?
The surrounding areas in Washington, D.C.
Oh, sure.
For making my visit so wonderful. And I would like to say, now that I've gotten a chance to get up close and personal with your president,
yes,
I admire him more than any other world leader. All the other, all the other leaders that I have been around, They are brilliant men. Men that have studied exclusively at the finest universities.
Scholars.
You're a brilliant man yourself.
I am, but your president has risen above his lack of intellect and struggles each and every day to speak even the most simple sentences.
He's a very good man, good at heart.
But yet in the eyes of God, he is struggling and working harder, which means to me, that means he's a better man.
Before you go,
Jawohl.
Could I impose on you?
Va, va, va.
Would you sing?
Of course.
Thank you.
You'd like me to sing, please?
Yes.
Okay. Turn the pop music down.
Okay. This is going to be good.
You're driving in your car.
No, I didn't mean that.
Turn on the radio.
I didn't mean that.
But what did you mean?
I meant to sing like some Latin mass stuff.
Oh, no.
No, you don't do that.
I wanted to sing some contemporary. Even so, the contemporary is somewhere in the 70s or 80s.
This is very nice.
But Van Vickies. Ooh, fire. Thank you. I'll be back.
He loves the Pointer Sisters.
Seems like he was talking while the door was closed there.
And,
That's pretty amazing.
He works in mysterious ways.
All right, let's get back to Keith. Keith, thank you very much for waiting. Are you ready to play Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Yeah, yes, go ahead.
All right, the average new car gets worse gas mileage than the 1908 Ford Model T. Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Crucifixion.
Oh.
I'm terribly sorry. Oh. That is incorrect, Keith. That is a fact. I didn't even know that. Really?
That is true.
Did you get that off the TV, too?
No, I got that from a DJ prep service.
All right, let's go to
Brian.
We're
getting a little thin on actual Pope questions.
Apparently.
Brian, you ready to try to win some tickets to UWC?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Crucifact or Crucifixion, the scientific name for chocolate, literally means food of the gods. Crucifact or Crucifixion?
That would be Crucifact.
Yes.
Wow.
Congratulations. You won a pair of tickets to the UWC Invasion, the biggest MMA event ever at the Patriot Center, Saturday, April 26th. Visit UWCMMA.com or Ticketmaster for event info, tickets, VIP packages, and more. Congratulations. Very good answer. Smart guy.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks a lot. All right, let's take a couple of more here. Oop, got to put him on hold like that. And you demand to be here for that. Let's go to Bill in Herndon. You're next on Crucifact or Crucifixion. Let's try that one. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cool.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yep.
Okay, since you're in Herndon, you want to play for... We got one more pair of Motley Crue tickets,
I think?
I think
we do, yeah.
Oh, you want to play for Motley Crue or UWC?
Let's go Motley Crue.
Excellent. Motley Crue.
Good
choice. All right, here we go. Crucifact or Crucifixion? Slash drew inspiration for his art form. I'm going to start again. Slash drew inspiration for his art from the French post-impressionist painter Henri Rousseau.
That's Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Crucifact or Crucifixion? Slash drew inspiration for his art from the French post-impressionist Henri Rousseau. Fact or fiction?
Crucifixion.
I'm terribly sorry. That is Crucifact.
Crucifact.
That's Crucifact.
Sure, that is Crucifact.
Sorry about that. Let's go to Paul. We got time for a couple more. Paul in Gainesville. Paul, you're on the show. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Are you ready to play?
I am. Actually, I'm on my way to the picnic right now.
Oh, very good.
Oh, good. Come Welcome. On.
Now, and incidentally, sure. Thank you for bringing that up and reminding me. 10800 Main Street. We're going to go out to the picnic for one last little check-in before we get Buzz's last news.
Yes, we will.
Just to say goodbye to everybody. And you can hang out till the end of the show and enjoy the brats, hot dogs, and burgers and all that good stuff.
Right.
Now, this is the biggest Pope question we have. I love this one more than any other. Are you ready, Paul?
Yes.
Here we go. Crucifact or Crucifixion? A beaver's teeth keep growing even after it dies. A beaver's teeth keep growing even.
Yes.
Pope loves beaver.
He does.
A beaver's teeth keep growing even after it dies. Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Crucifixion.
Oh, no. That's right. Congratulations.
Winner.
And you wanted the Motley Crue tickets?
Yes.
You get the last pair of tickets to Motley Crue featuring Crue, Papa Roach, Buck Cherry, and Buzz's favorite, Trapped. Mm-hmm. And you qualify for a ticket upgrade all the way to the front row. Don't miss Crue Fest July 13th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets on sale this Saturday at noon. Visit LiveNation.com. Congratulations, and stay on the line, Paul. We're going to play with a couple more people. Let's go to Sheldon.
Sheldon?
Sheldon in Leesburg. Sheldon, you ready to play the game?
Yes, I am.
This is the last question on Crucifact or Crucifixion. Queen Elizabeth of England was trained as a mechanic
hot
before she became queen. Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Royal boss.
I'm going to have to go with Crucifixion.
I am terribly sorry.
No.
That is a Crucifact. That means we get to take one more caller. Bill from Winchester, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Ready to play Crucifact or Crucifixion?
I am.
Apple seeds are poisonous. Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Crucifact.
Attaboy.
Congratulations. You have won UWC tickets to the UWC Invasion. You are our last winner. And even though those questions had nothing to do with the Pope, you still answered it correctly. And congratulations, Bill.
Holy moly.
Holy moly is appropriate.
It's very appropriate.
Stay on the line. Joe will tell you how to get your tickets. And we want to thank everybody who played Crucifact or Crucifixion. Yes. I enjoyed it, Rob.
Yeah. Thank you.
I thought it was a fabulous game.
I did not enjoy the game.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Didn't like it?
Unfortunately, the first questions on the board were all about the Pope. But then
right.
You like went into the life and teeth of beaver.
Yes.
Yeah. That has nothing to do. We have no beavers at the Vatican.
Beavers are God's creatures.
I don't like the way you're playing this game.
This week, everything has to do with you.
Does it really?
It does.
Yes.
It's your week, sir.
You're a smart man, Burbank.
Thank you. That's why I'm here.
Everyone should realize it should be all about Benedict.
What if we put a small Pope hat on a beaver?
That would be special.
You'd like that?
Dankeschön to each and every one of
you. So nice to have you.
I'd like to give my blessings to each and every one of you. Dominic, Dona, Bonnie, Mother, Shadow, Dado.
Love your eggs.
Such a good boy. Thank you very much. Oh, there's my music. Okay.
All right, he's gone. Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Mm-hmm.
Rob, I got to about 10% of all those questions.
You know what? I only printed out about 1/5 of them.
We'll save that for later. Coming up, we will have the final buzz of the day, and also we will go out to our parking lot at 10800 Main Street here in beautiful scenic Fairfax, Virginia, to check on the barbecue. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.